欢迎来到卡卡课堂 I'm Jessica. Today, let's read a story from Reader's Digest. Your true stories in 100 words. 今天我们来读一下读者文摘当中的小故事。这些故事呢都是读者的来稿来信，都是真实的故事。A Mother's Wisdom by Laurie Armstrong, California. 这个小故事的名字叫做一位母亲的智慧。都说孩子和母亲之间呢有着强烈的心灵感应。这个故事呢就是这个样子的。I have always worn my children's birthstones around my neck. 这句话当中的 birthstone 不太好念。birth 出生 ,stone 石头合起来就是诞生时的意思了。RTH 和 S 之间的切换呢要非常的注意。birthstone, birthstone。这位妈妈的脖子上呢一直带着孩子们的诞生石。想知道卡卡老师的发音秘诀立即加入全新的趣趣电影英语课程。打开微信搜索卡卡课堂等你加入哦。One morning when I was late for work, my infant son Larry's topaz birthstone fell from my gold chain. Topaz 是一种黄宝石。Infant 是小婴儿的意思。有一天早上呢这位妈妈上班迟到了因为呢她孩子的诞生石从她的金项链上掉下来了。I frantically searched for it, whispering to myself, I lost my Larry, but I'll get him back. 这段话当中呢 frantically 指的就是疯狂的发疯似的。Search for something 指的是搜寻的意思。他呢就开始疯狂的搜寻并且呢轻声对自己说啊我把我的 Larry 丢掉但是呢我一定把它找回来。That day, Larry's cardiologist called with test results from one of his first checkups.Cardiologist, 心脏病学家的意思。很巧的是 Larry 的心脏病医生呢在那一天打电话通知他们体检的结果。He would need emergency heart surgery. Happily, the operation was a success. Emergency, 紧急情况或者突发事件的意思。电话里呢医生就告诉他们 Larry 需要做紧急心脏手术。但令人欣慰的是手术非常成功也算是虚惊一场。虽然弄丢孩子的诞生时和做心脏手术没有直接的关系。但是在冥冥之中作为母亲呢真的会感觉到发生在孩子身上的事情。And I whispered in Larry's ear, I thought I lost you, but I knew I'd get you back. 然后他轻声对自己的孩子说啊，我以为呢我把你弄丢了但我知道我一定会把你找回来的。最后我们再听一遍这个小故事。A mother's wisdom. I have always worn my children's birthstones around my neck.One morning, when I was late for work, my infant son Larry's topaz birthstone fell from my gold chain. I frantically searched for it, whispering to myself, I lost my Larry, but I will get him back. That day, Larry's cardiologist called with test results from one of his first checkups. He would need emergency heart surgery. Happily, the operation was a success, and I whispered in Larry's ear, I thought I lost you, but I knew I'd get you back.